Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I showcase the new Victoria Theatre Woking, drawing the audio-described performance and touch tour of Anne Juliet, which took place on March the 12th. I also preview further tour dates and what's next, audio-described at the new Victoria Theatre Woking. A very warm welcome to A View on Access, your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The new Victoria Theatre, part of the ATG Group, which opened in 1992 and established itself as one of the foremost theatres in the South East, boasting state-of-the-art facilities, excellent acoustics and clear sight lines, pride themselves on access and inclusion and making your visit as stress-free and enjoyable as can be. They'll help in any way they can, so please always ask a member of the team should you require any help or need any assistance, or you wish to give any negative or positive feedback. The venue can be accessed on different levels, either from the street at stalls level or the box office at the top level of the shopping centre. They offer audio-described performances and touch tours on a variety of performances during the year, which do a fabulous job of making the show inclusive for those who are visually impaired. And this was no exception for Anne Juliet, that had a touch tour beforehand at 12:45pm meeting at stage door. The four participants were meted and greeted by audio-describers Trish Hodgson and Ez Grange for vocalise.co.uk, where you can also find introductory notes for the show. We had the opportunity to explore the set and stage and some of the set pieces on offer, but it would have been nice to have had a few costumes to touch and feel too. We were given an overview of the show and had the ability to ask questions. This was an invaluable insight into the production and was beneficial for those visually impaired by creating a better understanding of the show. The audio description by Trish in part 1 and Ez in part 2 was engaging and informative, coming in at all the right moments, describing all the action, drama, comedy and musical entertainment that came to life on stage, which is either available on your smartphone from downloading an app at the App Store, or you can borrow a device from the venue by asking a member of the front of house team. In both instances, a member of the team will assist in helping you to set it up and get it working. It's always wise to do this around half an hour before the show starts, so if there are any issues, they can be sorted out, and so you get to hear the audio introduction on time. Also, if you go out of the auditorium during the interval, the signal may drop out and it will need reconnecting, so please do ask a member of the team if you need any help with that. And Juliet's a feel-good musical that's like a roller coaster and never lets up till the very, very end. It's full of catchy songs, great choreography, and laugh-out comedy. It's a wonderful new take on the Romeo and Juliet classic story. The highlight for me was the chemistry between Anne and Shakespeare, portrayed by Laura Denning and Jay McGuinness from The Wanted, and Anne's singing That's the Way It Is was a showstopper, with the audience up on their feet with rapturous applause. Audio-described performances coming up across the UK include the Milton Keynes Theatre on Thursday the 10th of April at 7:30pm, with audio description from Mind's Eye Description. And the Birmingham Hippodrome on Saturday the 26th of April 2025 that I should be in attendance for at 2:30pm with audio description from Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy of Sightlines. For more information, you can visit andjuliettemusical.co.uk. The new Victoria Theatre in Woking, part of the ATG Theatre Group, will do what they can to make your visit stress-free and enjoyable. And if you need anything, always ask a member of the team. They offer a wide range of performances throughout the year to suit all tastes. Audio-described performances coming up will be The Girl on a Train on Friday the 25th of April at 7:30pm. Please check specific times for the touch tour when you book your ticket. Adapted from Paula Hawkins' novel, this gripping new stage thriller will keep you guessing until the final moments. Next up is Josie from the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that stars Joe McCaldry switching roles from Josie to Pharaoh, and this is audio described on Wednesday the 4th of June at 2:30pm. The smash-hit London Palladium production of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical biblical epic continues to entertain audiences all across the country. Audio description is by Vocalize, and introductory notes will be available online around a week before the show. Matthew Bourne's new version of Swan Lake is on Friday the 26th of September at 7:30 p.m. with audio description by Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre. And Here and Now, the Stamps musical, is on Thursday the 16th of October at 7:30 p.m. with audio description by Vocalize. Don't miss this sparkling celebration of love and friendship that features the toe-tapping songbook of Stamps. Please check about Touchstore availability and times when booking your tickets. To book tickets and for access information, you can call the ATG Access line on 0333 009 5399. To contact an Access champion at the venue, you can fill in an online form by searching for New Victoria Theatre Woking and selecting Access. To find out what else is audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalize.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.